Hello, my name is Susan Piver. I'm the author of Start Here Now, an open-hearted guide to the path and practice of meditation. I am delighted that you have read the book. I'm delighted that you are willing to give this 7-day meditation challenge a try. And I will do everything I can to make it a positive, beneficial, interesting, and fun experience. Just like you, I sit in my own home. My meditation practice is in my home. As you can see, there are cats, in my case. Sometimes there are little noises. Sometimes, you know, the weather cooperates and the light is good, and sometimes it doesn't. And all of that's no problem. I choose to make these videos in my home, where I actually do my own practice, in part so you can see that you don't have to create a perfect environment. You don't have to have a pristine situation that is absolutely hermetically sealed and perfectly silent. And if you do have cats, of course, that is a plus, or dogs. So I hope that you have cleared some space in your life for this challenge. You don't have to clear a lot of space. It's just starting with 10 minutes a day. But I have a few suggestions for getting started, and they're also in the book, so you may have already heard these things. The first is to choose a time of day that you think is best for you. For most people, that time is the morning, because we have more energy and we have perhaps a little more flexibility, and as opposed to when we come home and we either have a lot to do in terms of just paying bills and making meals and so on, or we're just too tired to practice. So for most people, the best time is the morning. But that may not be you. You may have, you know, 12 children that you have to make lunches for and get off to school, or you may have a 5 a.m. class yourself if you're a student. or you may just be a night owl. And so that's fine. Just pick a time that you think is best for you. And there's nothing magical about picking the perfect time. It's just that our habits seem to take root more readily when we associate them with a particular time of day. So also, if you could choose a space for your practice, that would be great. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. You don't have to have shoji screens or a shrine, but I do. This is, like I said, where I practice myself, so I've set this up for my practice. But you can sit wherever you want. You can sit on a cushion on the floor in a corner of your room. You can sit in a chair, that's totally fine. But wherever you choose to sit, as I said, ad nauseum in the book, just make it someplace sort of pleasant and clean, and a place where you feel like, oh, I want to sit there. You don't have to do anything too fancy about it. The main thing that there are two main things that I hope you'll find in this meditation challenge. One is that consistency is really powerful, as opposed to duration, meaning to sit for 10 minutes a day or 15 minutes a day most days has a certain kind of magical power. I think it's not going too far to say that. That comes from the consistency itself, as opposed to sitting once a week for an hour. Sitting every day for 5 or 10 minutes is potent. So I hope that you will see this over this 7-day period for yourself. And the second reason is to show you that you can do it. You can do it. You can make meditation a part of your life on a daily basis, and you can also screw up by missing a day or a week, and that's totally fine. You can absolutely come back. But in this program, I ask you to really make an effort each day of these 7 days to bring the practice in as suggested in this program. So I think that's all I wanted to say to begin. If you can get a cat before the program starts, that's really good. There is one more thing I wanted to mention, which is I suggest that you keep a practice journal, which can be very, very simple. Just simply write down at the end of your practice some very basic details about what happened. I mean, if you want to go into great detail, you are more than welcome to do so. But something like sat 10 minutes, felt uncomfortable, realized that, you know, this meeting I have, there's something I should say that I hadn't thought of. That's it. The next day you could write, sat for 15 minutes, fell asleep, I don't think this is working. The next day you could write, zero. I missed a day. I meditated for 0 minutes. But I say that because even on those days when you meditate for 0 minutes, write that down. And there is no judgment here. And I mean that so strongly. So keep your practice journal, keep it simple. And then the final thing I want to say is this is a guilt-free zone. There is no guilt allowed. If you feel guilty and you feel guilty about that, stop that, please. This is a guilt-free zone. We are all doing the best we can. I'm quite certain that you are. So just continue to do the best you can. And if or when you screw it up, for lack of a better phrase, let yourself off the hook immediately. Because this habit of shaming ourselves, judging ourselves, criticizing ourselves is optional. And P.S., it is really not useful, not necessary, serves no purpose. Cut it out. So without further ado, if you're ready, you can begin your practice with the video for day one, which is a 10-minute sit. And I will guide you through it completely. I look forward to practicing with you.